MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial service provider. Checking now with Bruce Williamson, CIO at Integral Asset Management. Bruce, appreciate the early morning time. You had a note out earlier this week on PGMs generally and the industry and sort of prepping for this. And the note you sent me is there's been a fundamental shift that's putting pressure on in terms of the global auto industry and the usage of the PGMs, rhodium, platinum, palladium, and how that demand has moved away from what's practically coming out of the ground or for recycling, and this creates an imbalance and is putting pricing pressure.
Yeah, hi, good morning, Simon, and good morning to the listeners. Absolutely, there's this imbalance that has developed, but it's taken many, many years to sort of unwind. You can go back as far as 2005, and you know, in days gone by, the mining companies urged the auto industry to sort of pay attention to the splits that were in the ground. And I mean, typically, if you look at South Africa as a major supplier and Russia, about 40% of the three PGMs is platinum, about 53% is palladium, and about 5.6% is rhodium. And I'll be specific with the decimal.
Yeah.
Because when platinum got far too expensive in about 2005 onwards, the autocats and the newcomers into the auto industry started using a lot more palladium. And over the years, they've now started moving far away from what is in the ground. And the cycling repeats what was put into the cars 15, 20 years ago. So what we find today is the auto industry, who dominate palladium and rhodium, they're using about, of what they consume, about 70% of their PGMs is going into palladium and 7.5% into rhodium. And only about 20% goes into platinum. So they've moved completely away from what comes out of the ground. And surprise, surprise, there's a big, big imbalance.
And that then says, I mean, to the point, and I was just chatting with Chantal Marx earlier in the show, around the brilliant results that we're seeing coming out of the PGM miners, this suggests that actually this is not a flash in the pan. I mean, you're talking around this fundamental imbalance, and therefore, I mean, this creates a strong case for the prices, particularly in certain markets, particularly the rhodium, which has fairly collapsed a bit recently. Times and to keep those prices fairly elevated.
Yeah, Simon, I mean, you know, remember that for this to happen, there had to be really, really hard times. I mean, Lonmin shareholders lost their company. Sibanye took it over.
Yeah.
And I mean, they literally, original shareholders came away with nothing. So right the way through from about 2010 to almost to 2018, in rand terms, the six PGMs, and I add them up because the others can be important, sat at about 10,000 rand, or it sat at $1,000 down to $600 an ounce. In dollar terms, we rose from $600 per ounce to about $3,700. And in rand terms, we rose from 10,000 to above 50,000 rand per ounce. And you're right. I mean, what has happened is, although in the ground, palladium is, depending on whether you use three PGMs or six, is 7-8%, it now accounts for 50% of the basket of PGMs. And so it is absolutely vital. It's used to control the nitric oxide, the NOxes that come out. And we can't go away from that. Plus, we've got this huge green push and to further decarbonize. So there is nothing they can do. So you ask yourself, well, are they going to stop producing cars because they don't want to pay for a few grams of PGMs?
Yeah.
And so I suspect that prices will stay high. I think they'd run ahead of themselves, but they can stay rather elevated for some time. And then remember, And it's a bit uncertain. There's Russia being a huge supplier and the biggest supplier of palladium.
Mm-hmm.
The permafrost has been thawing now for a few years, a number of years. And the Norilsk operation has had three big incidents which are due to permafrost thawing. Now, we might see further problems around that issue.
Yeah, okay, I take the point, and I like the point you went to there. The electric vehicle vehicle manufacturers are not moving away from PGMs, and even when we start seeing electric vehicles over the decades ahead, that green energy demand will pick it up. Bruce Williamson, CIO, Integral Asset Management, appreciate the early morning time. Our poll we're asking you today on our Twitter and LinkedIn, and chatting with Bruce there, I mean, we're seeing great results and trading updates from the JSE-listed PGM miners. Do you continue to hold, and you think there's more to come, you're taking some profits? Chantal Mark said maybe a bit of profits, or perhaps you just missed it entirely. I think there's more to come, and I think this could be a longer-term cyclical bull market for the PGM miners. Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial service provider.